The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Let me talk about the RSA, the Road Safety Authority. They've said that over the last couple of years, the NCT has really struggled to retain staff. And this comes as there are reports of up to 6 month waiting times for NCT tests in some parts of the country. Well, Conor Faulkner, the transport consultant, is with me now. Conor, what exactly is going on?
Yeah, they've had a tough time of it since the pandemic, Kieran. Obviously, during the pandemic, NCT testing was suspended. That in itself created a huge backlog. Now, the government extended the validity of NCT certs. It didn't really compromise motorists, but it meant that they began post-pandemic already with a huge backlog. A couple of issues on top of that. They're finding it extremely difficult to recruit and retain staff. That's been an ongoing challenge, seems particularly bad this year. I guess ask the Dublin Airport Authority for sympathy there. It's a lot of businesses are experiencing it, but that's definitely happening. The other thing which is making it worse again is COVID amongst the workforce, because unfortunately it is leading to quite significant absenteeism, and all of those factors together have a tendency to go through their rostering arrangements like a bowling ball through Skittles, Kieran. But what I would say is that that headline figure of 6 months, even if there are a couple of areas in the country, in Kerry and County Louth, a couple of places where the waiting list appears that long, it's not really a true figure because there are additional slots that the RSA hold back. And unfortunately, there are also slots that become available because of no shows. People book and don't turn up. But what that means
that's always been a real problem for them, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And for no good reason that I can fathom. And I would actually be open to, you know, people incurring a charge when they do that, because it does gum up the system. Something similar happens with driving tests, but it's actually bad in the NCT at the moment. It is one of the problems. But to be fair to the RSA, they do have some slack capacity there. They don't put it all up on their website, and they use that to take care of people who are in a hurry. So if you are one of those people, you know, you've neglected booking it, your NCT is about to expire, contact the RSA directly. They put the contact details on the website. You're unlikely to get sorted out through their online booking engine, but they're very likely to be able to help you with one of their spare slots if you engage with them. So that's what I'd encourage people to do. And actually, if you take the rough with the smooth, the overall average wait for a test isn't too bad. It's actually only 3 to 4 weeks. But nevertheless, they do have problems with their rostering at the moment. It is challenging them, and it is upsetting the scheduling, no doubt about it.
And the experience as well with the Gardaí has always tended to be, hasn't it, that if you can show any effort made to book the NCT, that if you have expired by a few weeks or even a couple of months, that there is that leeway there.
Yeah, the Gardaí may now explicitly ask you for proof of that, and it's a credit to the Irish police force, to be fair, but they've always had tremendous common sense in that regard, particularly during the pandemic. So it is possible that a motorist's NCT cert has expired, but if they have applied, if they're genuinely in the queue, put it this way, I have never heard of a prosecution being triggered in those circumstances. Now, if you genuinely are vomiting black smoke out of the back of the car or the car is visibly dangerous, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
But the honest motorist whose cert has expired while they're waiting in the queue, as I say, technically that's illegal, but I have literally never heard of a prosecution occurring in those circumstances.
All right. Well, listen, Conor, thanks a million for explaining that so clearly. Conor Faulkner is a transport consultant. Michelle Hall is with us as well. She's Lord Mayor of Drogheda. She's a Labour councillor as well. Michelle, parts of Louth have the longest waiting lists. Have you any experience of it?
I don't personally myself now, but one of my colleagues just this morning was trying to book, and his test won't be available until February in Drogheda. So Councillor Declan Power, who's on the council with me, he tried to book, and he was told he can go to Trim, or Navan, I think it is, in January, or Dundalk in January, and Drogheda in February. So there's huge delays in this part of the country, so it is. So, yeah, it's a very difficult situation for a lot of people. And not only that, but I'm also hearing that you're coming up to your test, and then suddenly your test gets cancelled because they don't have staffing issues, etc., and it's pushed back again. I know somebody who's now waiting 8 months for his appointment, so he was. And once he gets it done, it'll be nearly time to book it again for his next appointment. So it's not really viable. I think the whole situation is a little bit, we have a company that are offering a service level agreement to the NCT, and they're not able to meet the requirements. And I'm just wondering, are we, should we be looking at the contract that has actually gone out with that company? It's a private company working for a government agency. Surely we can do something better and look at why this is happening.
I think the why is to do with COVID and just staff shortages, which are being felt right across the economy, in fairness to them. Is that not a decent defence, as it were?
Yeah, I just wonder, why is it in some places more than others as well? Why are they finding it more difficult in Drogheda, really, to meet the needs? Can they deploy more staff maybe to this particular part of the country to meet the demands there? Who knows?
All right. Well, listen, Michelle, we appreciate your time. Michelle Hall is the Lord Mayor of Drogheda, and she is a Labour councillor. We heard as well from Conor Faulkner. Maybe you're on one of those waiting lists. Let me know. 53106.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.